Hello and welcome to our SearchMobileComputing.com podcast, where we offer expert advice on mobility in the enterprise. I'm Jonathan Ashford. Today's successful enterprises are discovering that granting mobile access to critical business applications can increase productivity and revenue. In this podcast series, you'll learn how to develop an overall strategy for mobilizing applications and how to tailor that to your specific needs. You'll discover the most common roadblocks and how to devise a plan that will avoid problems in your application's rollout. And now we present part three of A Strategic Approach to Enabling Mobile Business Applications, written by Jack Gold. Implementation Steps to Success. Any successful mobile strategic plan must include requirements for ensuring that applications destined for use within the organization are successfully deployed with the least amount of corporate pain or critical business disruption. Yet many companies do not adequately plan for the rollout of mobile applications and consequently take a long time to achieve an error-free, stable installation, as long as 9 to 12 months in some cases. Further, some organizations experience major business disruptions as they switch over to new technologies that they hoped would bring them immediate efficiency improvements and economic payback. The ability to roll out and support end users with new mobile solution deployments has often exceeded companies' ability to cope and provide the unexpectedly high levels of required resources. Specific implementation steps are required to ensure successful deployments in the least amount of time, with the least business disruption, and without straining already limited resources. Step 1, the pilot phase. First, almost all new technologies will need some fine-tuning before they can meet all the stated goals and objectives of a project. It is likely that any mobile solutions deployed in the field will need some adjustments before achieving full production quality. And trying to scale too quickly only compounds the problems. Therefore, any mobile application should undergo a pilot phase before being rolled out to the greater population of users. The pilot phase should include a subset, usually no more than 10 to 15%, of the entire end-user community, and should be viewed as a trial rather than full production. Backup systems should be included that allow business functions to proceed normally so that all users can minimize any disruptions should major glitches occur. High levels of end-user support must be included in this phase of deployment, both at the help desk and from engineering groups. End users must also be encouraged to provide feedback on any functions that are not performing to expectations, whether through technology, programming, failures, or through design errors. The pilot phase should last until the organization feels that the application is fully functional and errors have been removed. This phase usually lasts 3 to 6 months. Step 2, segmented rollout. Once the pilot phase has been completed, the application should be rolled out to the entire user base. It is often impossible to roll out the application to everyone at once, particularly if it is a large group. Therefore, a segmented rollout plan should be created to provide specific groups of users with the solution at specific times. This should be dependent on the ability of the organization to adequately deploy and support the users. An important part of the rollout includes user training, not only of the application, but of any new device or connectivity provided them. Many organizations fail to train their end users adequately, and consequently see a massive number of help desk calls for the first 3 months of deployment. In some cases, this volume can be 3 to 5 times the expected volume of support calls. Of course, the help desk staff must also undergo rigorous training in the new solution so they can efficiently address the support calls that the new solution will inevitably generate. Step 3. Evaluation. Finally, after deployment, many organizations don't adequately monitor the operational aspects of the new solution. Is it meeting its goals? Are end users happy with the solution? Does the operational activity achieve its stated goals? Has end user or line of business efficiency been increased? It is important that the organization monitor any new deployments for at least 6 months to ensure that the project has met its goals and to provide the ability to make changes if the goals are not met. This is a critical factor in any successful implementation. Unfortunately, many enterprises fail to do this adequately. Many IT groups feel that their work is done once the solution is deployed, and this is not the case. It is important that companies understand that increasing a successful application deployment requires a disciplined and dedicated approach. It should be included as part of any mobile strategic plan, and if not done correctly, it can significantly impair the effectiveness and efficiency of the solution. Adequate testing, piloting, rollout, and support are key to the success of any mobile project. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jonathan Ashford, and remember, mobility keeps your enterprise moving forward.